I'd like to share a simple question at the beginning of the Haggadah. We start off with Kaddish, which is Kiddush. And I think there's two questions that we could ask. Why is it specifically the need for wine or grape juice, right? A product that comes from grapes. And why do we need four of them? Why isn't one or two enough? On a regular Shabbos, we have one cup of wine. Why do we need four cups? And so there's halachic answers, there's answers that are based in the psukim. I want to share with you a very beautiful answer I heard from Rav Goldwich, Rav Goldwich from Yeshiva University. Rav Goldwich says that when you, with only wine, do you have this feeling, and with other drinks, it's the exact opposite. When I drink something, the first one is usually great. The second cup is all right. The third one, eh. By the fourth one, I'm done. You know, just think about when you're really thirsty and you guzzle down that first cup of water and it's like amazing. It just quenches your thirst. And then the second one, a little bit, eh. And by the third one, you feel the sloshing feeling in your stomach. And by the fourth one, you're done. So he says, that's typically how we view things when it comes to all other drinks. But when it comes to wine, the first cup is good. The second cup is great. The third cup is amazing. And the fourth cup is pilei playim, says Rav Goldwich. That's the nature of the way wine works. And so when it comes to Kiddush, and when it comes to the Arba Kosos, the reason why we need four is because we're working up towards something. What we're trying to say is that this is not, the first cup is not the end. But we grow, and we grow, and we grow, and we grow. That's a beautiful answer by Rav Goldwich. But I want to add there to that a beautiful idea that I heard in the name of Rav Shlomo Carlebach. He says that the grape, from a halachic status, usually when we take any fruit and we turn it into juice, we go from the ha'etz, and we go downwards to shahakol, but it's the exact opposite by grapes. Grapes, the grape is ha'et, and the wine is a hagafen. We actually go up in status. This is why is that? He says, he explains so beautifully. He says, the grape is trodden upon, and yet it becomes greater. And he says that within the grape is the idea of geula for the Jewish people, is that we as the Jewish people, we're stepped on, we're trampled, we're really taken advantage of by the people of the world. And yet, in the end, and it will take time, but at the end, when the final Geula comes, we'll have seen how the lowly Jewish people become so great. The lowly Jewish people become so great. Geula is all about that. It's the idea that it starts small and it builds until the fourth and final one. It hits the crescendo of Pilei Playim. And yes, along the way, there'll be many, many, many hits and knocks on the Jewish people. But it's okay so long as it gets us to the Geula Shleima. Have a great day.